Okay. The 14th shir. We've learned in the past the din of rov. We usually follow rov. However, there's a chiddush of a din of kavua. And kavua says, in that case, we don't follow rov. So what's the case? So if you take a look on page 2, the Mark Subas, and there's Vavam and Aleph. Tanya Tesha Chanuyos Kula Mochers Bosa Shkuta. Vachas Mocheres Bosa Nevela. Lokach Mehen, Eino Yodea, Meizim Hem Lokach. Sveiko Osor, Uvenimtsa Holachacha Harof. So this means the following. That you have the 10 butcher stores in the neighborhood, in the city. 9 of them sell kosher meat, and 1 of them sells non-kosher meat. And say you find a piece of meat in the street, and you don't know where did it come from. So you have a right to assume that it came from the kosher stores, because there are more kosher stores than trade stores. So since there are 9 kosher stores in the neighborhood and 1 treif store, so you have a right to assume that it comes from the kosher store. However, that's called uvenimtza, halacha harov. Mimtza means it was found in the street. But the first case is that you bought from one of the stores, and you don't know which one. Say, please, sometimes you go into the kosher store to buy food for your family, and sometimes you go into the non-kosher food to buy food for the dog. And you know you went to one of the stores today, and I guess apparently all the meat looks the same, if they don't. And you don't know, did I go into the kosher store, or did I go into, I have one piece of meat in my hand. But I don't know where it originated from. So there, the Rishonim explained that the latest hasafek, in terms of when I came in contact with the meat, goes back to the stores. As opposed to the second case, where I first meet the meat in the street. Oh, I meet the meat in the street. So if I meet the meat in the street, that means the latest hasafek, when it comes to my in contact with the meat was in the street. So then the halacha is that I follow rov. But since the latest hasafek, if the latest hasafek was in a mokom kavua, meaning where the meat originates in the stores, that's the mokom kavua. I just don't know which mokom it was, the treif mokom or the kosher mokom. So then the halacha is you don't follow rov. But we say that kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. That we, even though it's 9 to 1, we view it as 5 and 5. It's a gzeres hakosuf. And therefore, it's 5 and 5, so then that would be a safik daraisa, because then it would be 50-50. And safik daraisa is l'chumra. So that's the... That's the story over here. So then the Gemara asks Akasha, Umidoraisa Menolon, how do you know that this is true? That Kavua is Kemechtel Mechza, Amra Krav, Orav Lo Vekama Lov. That's the first pasuk here. It says, Shoftim, page 1, Chia Ish. That person was hates somebody else. He ambushes him and he throws a rock and he kills him. So what's the chiddush of this pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Achis kavin lo." You have to have kavana. So the Gemara says the case was there was a bunch of people. There were 10 people there. And so if there were 9 Jews and 1 guy, so we follow the rove. The Gemara says, "Prat lezarek le'evin lego." Whereas, if there's one Jew and you throw a rock at him, so then you're mechaving for him, and you kill him, you chayim misa. But the Gemara says, but if there was a crowd of people, right, standing there, say 9 Jews and 1 guy, so you would say, since the rove is Israel, you should assume that you had kavanah to kill a Jew. But the Gemara says, no, since they're standing there in one place, they're like kavua, b'mkoman, so therefore, we view it as a mechzel mechza. So therefore, you can't say you're mechavim for a Jew, because it's 50-50, and you just threw it into the crowd. So we assume you're mechavim for the rove, but that's only if there's a din rove. If there's no din rove here, because we say kavua kemechzal mechza, so then you're not chayav. So Rabbanon, crowd lazark even lego. Hey, chidam idulei v'dikatisha knanim v'echad yisrael b'neim. Typically, the rove Kanani. So then, of course, you're not chayav because it's rove Kanani. Even if they're 9 Jews, so therefore we don't consider it as if you're mechaving for the Israel. So that's the cloud here, that kavua is kemechzal mechza dami. So one case we had with the butcher stores. And in other cases, he had 10 people standing there, and he threw a rock into the crowd. And we assume that whatever is the rove, that's how he's who mechavim for. So if Rav Yisrael, we can consider it that he was mechavim to kill a Jew, and if a Jew died. But the Gemara says no. That since there's one Kanani there, and the Kanani is standing there, and they're all standing there, kavua b'mkomam, so we consider it like 50-50. And therefore, even if a Jew dies, we don't view it as if he was mechavim to kill a Jew, because we view it as that he was mechzal mechza, so there was no rove to say that he was mechavim for the rove. Now, if you look in the Rashba on page 3, in the Torah Sabbais, he says, Masha omru kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, hani milik shaloka chumina kavua, v'visha sofek nofalo b'kavua. The question is, where was the latest asafek? If I came into the butcher store, so then the latest asafek was in the mokum kavua, that's when you say kavua. But say somebody got from the kavua and he was walking home and he dropped it, and then someone picks it up. But if I saw it, I saw a piece of meat in the street that somebody maybe dropped, so the mokum alaydas asafik for me is already in not the mokum kavua, so then you follow rov. Ela parsh b'chol, he ha'amin, called the parsh b'rubin parsh. Then look further down. Ugadamrina. The first word in the line is Gudamrina. Ugadamrina and Mishili Perakamadik Subas. Amarab Zerafa Pisha Dlosas Mudimdulat. Ani Mili Shlore Nuha Yotse Menamakulin. But if I saw somebody walking from the coming out of the butcher store, even though it wasn't me, and I see him drop it, and then I find it in the street, that's not called kavua, because I saw it coming out. So in other words, the question, kavua means my interaction with the piece of meat, where did it begin? If I saw it coming, even if it wasn't me who went into the butcher store, but I saw someone bringing it out, and I was following him, and then I saw him drop it, and then he disappeared, and I took it, that's called kavua also. Because that's also the Mokom Alei Das HaSafek, as far as I'm concerned, is also where I first saw it. Aval reinu alokech v'yotzi menam kula reinu falanu asafik b'kavua v'osir v'damein perakamet d'psachin tishat tzibur v'shal matzah v'echa shal chomei tz'osar achma v'liadinen chomei shokol imatza shokol haynu teisha chanuyish. Okay. Look in the sheet of Mikubetzes on page 4. It says, "Unimtza halachacha rov, tafel pi shivimokum kavua lochacha mishenaflolo filhachi sharina." Mikomokum shenolam motzi sofik v'chatif hazu v'farsh. No.
So even though ultimately, obviously, the piece of meat ultimately came from the store, but since my interaction with the meat was only later, if I didn't see it coming out of the store, I just stored it in the street, that's called parish.
This is against the Rashba or agreeing with the Rashba?
Agree.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, now there is another discussion . Let's take a look. There are a couple of other cases. Okay, take a look in on page 8. Testament days. Teisha tziburim shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. You have 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. The osa achbar, and a mouse came, the shokal, and he took something. V'lo yadinan, and we don't know if he took from matzah and brought it in the house or he took from chametz. The matzah shokal, the chametz shokal. So the Gemara says that's the same thing. Haynu teisha chanuyas. Because there, it came from the Mokum Kvias. Because we saw it. Because we saw the mouse go to the Mokum Kavua. So then our relationship with the Shaila stems back from the Mokum Kvias. If we just saw the mouse coming into the house and we didn't see him take it from Mokum Kavua, so then it's Parsh. Then the suffix of a Parsh, we follow the road. But since we saw the mouse coming from the Mokum Kavua, so even though there's so much more
there's nine heaps of matzah and only one of chametz, so we should say you follow the rov and it's okay. Nonetheless, we don't follow the rov because it's kavur. And that's the same thing of teisha chanuyas kula mochim bosa shkuta vachas mochers bosa nevem. Then we have another case of kavua on page 9, and Nazir Yud Aleph on the base, going over to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And that is, this guy just wants to get married. So he says, here's some money, here's a ring. I'm going to appoint you a shliach and just be mekadesh an isha for me. Whichever one you want. Then we assume he's supposed to come back and say who the woman was. But he never comes back. Also, b'chol anoshim sheba olam. So he can't marry anyone now. Because anyone who he marries maybe will be a relative of his real wife. Right, so then he's also called Noshim Shabbat. Chazak Shliach also Shlichuso. Chazak Shliach also Shlichuso. So the question is, I understand, why don't you say you can get married, because most of the women in the world that you're going to try to marry are not going to be related to that woman. So follow Rove. That's what Tosis asks. Tosis asks two questions. First he asks, in Tovar Kuli Amal Osru, Isha Nosim Shem Zosri, Shem Iskacha Ode Shaliyah. In other words, other people can't get married either, because maybe they're marrying, yeah. So he says, Yeshlom de Bedaraisa feel who shari visa, Vaslin Basaruba. So then he says, Atoba Leve Isurdora. So he says, no, really, even he could marry because he followed Rome. It's just a knas we make him that he can't marry, because he did something stupid. So they only put the knas on him and not on anybody else. Because he did say, who does such a thing? Just say, go Makadish Yisha for me.
And so it's not a case of
Kavua. Oh, so now Tosef asks the question, why do we say it should be Osim Shem Kavua?
In Toma, the heavy Yisur the Reis, the heavy the Kavua, the whole 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 Kavua, Kavua kemetza domi elok she isu nikol atzmo, vheter nikol atzmo. Shein isu nikol atzmo lo amina kavua.
Says kavua is only like this. If you're in the mokom kvias, like you're in the kosher butcher store, you know this is the kosher butcher store. If you're in the treif butcher store, so it's nikor bimkomo. It's just you don't know where it came from. But if there's no din of kavua, if the is not nikor bimkomo. So over here, in the mokum of its mokum, it's nikur that this is treif and this is kosher. But the women in the world that you're going to go be mekadesh, so we want to say it's only one woman. But that woman, and there's millions and millions not, but one woman is kavua. No, but the woman that is the woman that's mekudeshes is not nikur. No woman is nikur that they are the woman or not the woman. So there's no sign. In the butcher store, it's nikur b'mkomo that this is the kosher or this is the treif. So the din is kavua has to be nikur b'mkomo, so to be a kavua d'oraisa. So therefore, this whole din with the shliach is only a didrabanan, and we only consent the guy who did the foolish thing. But the rest of the world really should also be also. But since it's an issur drabanan, they didn't make a knas on everyone else that they can't get married, because maybe they're marrying the woman that he married. And that's this Gemara here on page 10. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Shluchu Tzeivik Kadesh Li Yishu Stam, Amet Shluchu Osu Mechol Noshim Shibolu, Chazav Shliach Osu Shlichus. Has to be noticeable. Like by the kosher piece of meat, if you go into the kosher store, you'll know this is kosher meat.
Right.
If you go to the trade store, you'll know. But this, the woman or the other women, you don't know. Is this the woman who's makudash? Is the woman not makudash? You can never tell, even from Komo.
What about the case of Tisha, Yehudim, and Naniyahu? That's also Nikar?
Oh, so they say that that's Nikar.
Yeah.
Why is that Nikar? I don't know, discussing Prismila, and you know, it's, I mean, you understand, or that's what I think one of the answers that failed, maybe. But you're right, yeah, we should have asked that question. Was,
but everyone holds like Tosas here? I mean, this is like.
I don't know if everyone, but that's considered the standard. There's a famous thing in the page 11, in the Sefer HaKrisos of the Rash Mikinu. What's the Sefer HaKrisos? Rash Mikinu. He has the following question. You know there's a din by Egla Rufa, right? On page 11. By Egla Rufa. So wherever the Egla Rufa is done, so you can't. You can't plant there, right? Whatever the Egla Rufa. So how could you ever plant anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe an Egla Rufa was done over here. So you'll say, but it's the Rove is. Most of the places in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Egla Rufa. So we should follow Rove. But the answer is, but it's Kavua. The Mokum that you. So yes, it's. But the answer is, it's not Kavua, it's not Nikar Bim Komo. So look inside. Kol Kavua Kametzel Mechzad Ami, Venafkalan Me'arv Lova Kama Lov. Now, look at the second line on the next page, on page 12. That's a famous Mordechai. Why don't you say a Sanhedrin is Kavua? Bottom line. Then he writes Reish. The Chayla Derech Achash HaKasav Vomim Kavua Lahecha Shenizbayim Mokom HaYisr. Has to be Yisr Nikra. Now, bottom line. Zanich Machim Machim Olam Yosser Kol HaOlam Bim Harisha Uvzriya Mitam Nachal Esim Shu Kavua. Right? Why isn't any place in the world there's a suffix Nachal Esim? Ulamai. Skip to page 14. Ulamai the Precious. The cave in Dolyadin and Hechad Nachalason, we don't know where the Nachalason is. So it's not. See, the Treif store, we know where it is. We know where the kosher. Here, we don't know. It's not Nikar. Mosharach Lebe Mekol Kavua. Aval Yadin and Mekol Mamin, Ki Anisu Besocha Osir. Yeah. So that's the story. Okay, that's number one. Now, the second part of our discussion here today is the, and then another thing I want you to see. Yeah, there's another point. Take a look on page 29. In the Ramah, fourth line, page 29 of the Ramah. The Hadam Rina called the Parish Maruba Parish, Hainu Chumul Pirish Lefaneinu. When Pirish Lefaneinu, O Shirosh Agoy Lekacho, Havikin Lachal Misham Biyadu. So if you didn't see it come out, then it's in Pirish Lefaneinu. But we saw it come out. So then, oh, and one second. Here. Can you give me I think I'm missing a page. Can you give me a Shulchan Aruch? Yerdei Aleph.
Kufyud,
yeah, Kufyud. Yeah, I just need the Mechaber Ramah here.
Where's the stopping point for Ramah here? You see him on
yeah,
the
yeah, no, so I want to read the page before it here.
There's no stopping,
But if you saw it in the shuk, or you saw it in the goy's hand, mutter. Because that's parsh. Obiyat Potem. You see, so what about a guy? You see in the guy's hand, and the guy's holding. So the guy obviously got it from the store. You're not seeing it in the street. You're seeing it in the guy's hand. But the guy has no shaychus with halacha, so it's not a suffix for the guy. There's no. So in other words, when you see the guy's house, you can trace it back to the store. But since the guy's not mitzvah, so then it's considered that you saw it in the street for the first time in the guy's hand, because we don't trace it back. If you saw it in a Jew's hand, and the Jew got it from the store, and you don't know where he got it from, and then he dropped it, say, but you saw it in the Jew's hand, or then you trace it back to the store. But what about a cotton? The Kri Chavish wants to know, what if you saw in the cotton's hand? So he says that that's Asura, because the cotton is Mitzvah.
Tanya Parikin Shavokim with name Bosu Yer Shapi Dami, then Sim Kalka Kos for Havim and Isser, Vania Kasamutor, then the Hades and Hazaki, then Kokarash Koko. These are in Nimsobi, I caught in the Farid Mikri, Dola and Sophic, the Mokum for Yusuf. Nimsobi, the Israel God of Osu. So that it would be now there's another halacha in Kavua called Kavua Bidrabana. Remember we've discussed the din of Hatith HaRoi L'Skabed. It's not Batel. It's Chashuv. So the Poskim call that Kavua Midrabanan. Anything that's not Batel. Look on page 23. Zion. Dover She'enu Batel. Machmas Chashivuso. From Balechayim, Beria, all those things. That they're not bought though. Shinisar Bachayim. So then it's not bought though, right? Midrabanan. So that's called Kavua Midrabanan. All these things are called Kavua Midrabanan. All those things that we learned this year are called Kavua Midrabanan. So then the Shulchan Aruch, I think this is based on the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says on page 23. The Nochal Echad Mehem, the Shogun. And one of them was eaten by Shogun. But you're really not allowed to eat any of them. But you, one piece of meat that's traced, that was Chatif HaRoi L'Skabed, fell in 500 pieces. And you, so really, they're all awesome. So say someone by mistake ate one of them. So that matters the whole thing. Because we can be toilet that the Dover Isser was, you can't do that lechatchila, but if it happened, b'shoge, then you matted everything. Nechal echad mehem b'shoge. Or nochal me'atzmol yam. One of them fell to the yam. So you can be toilet that that's the Dover Isser, and everything else becomes mutter. Then you should never men olam hutru kol achem. Shanatolam lomar Isser halakla. Okay. Because the whole din is only drabbanan, so by drabbanan we have a din tliya.
Even like the mana shot at the end.
Oh, so then it's the same thing I never understood.
Yeah.
But he says, but it's only mutter. The davki she'ochal an shor shtayim shtayim biyak. The man shachich echad hetera v'al ochal an achatzach asosr. Right, we did this before, right? But it's only you can only eat two at a time. In other words, really everything's mutter if you eat two at a time. Because if you eat two at a time, for sure one of them is mutter.
Yeah.
So me go that's mutter, the other one's mutter. But I never understood. If it's a din tliya, there's a din tliya. So it should be mutter even without the eating two at a time. I mentioned this before. There's one halach in Yeriday I never understood. Why do you need this din plus the din? Once it's a din that one of them is usser, and one of them fell away or this. So now you have your tliya. So what do you have to eat two at a time? I still don't understand it. But okay, that's the din. Okay, now there's another halakha in the Gemara. Yeah, page 16, yeah.
Right. I don't remember that much. I mean, I can understand maybe for Beria or whatever it is, Kaveh, but for Rabbi Sheshul Matirin, Aji Echon Beis, Aji Echon Beater. Why should we be told that? According to Rashi, according to all the Shittos. So just wait. You always have a reason to be, you know, the mechanism.
Yeah, but now it got mixed in. So the same thing, if one of them got eaten up, you can assume the problematic one got mixed up.
Right.
Don't shame the Latina is not bottle also, just like the
right,
other things
exactly.
Are not bottle. But the same thing, if one of them got lost, or one of them got eaten by mistake, so you can put the point the
and
finger.
You wouldn't say, if I got a recession here, just wait it out, like Rashi or whatever.
Right.
So then the Gemara says on page 16, Sadihei Menav, Amar of Rav, Bosar Kevin Shinesalim and Ayin Osir. That Bosar Shinesalim and Ayin is Osir. It wasn't looked after. Rashi, Shesha'ach Shalora Ova, Fil Hayamunach Oshulchon Osir, Shem Neskalit Ben Avela.
Because maybe it was switched.
So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but what about the case in Tavua, or Porush, where you found it in the street, then you say we can eat it, you follow Rove, but isn't it Bosh and Salim and Ayin?
Hachanami Sveik Vosu Nimsa Allah Hacharo Hachanami Nimsa Biyad Obikachovim Rashi Shani Shaisa Bekeskas Mishtami Vulo Shachta Trefal Lomokulo Lomokulkan Aval Bosh Amunach Shema Orvim Kofu. In other words, somebody was holding on to it. Why is holding on to it? So you don't have to worry that that maybe it was switched by the birds. The bird switched this piece of meat for another piece of meat. Because it has been holding on. So Rav says, Basar Shinesalim and Ayin is Osir. And Levi Omar is mutter. Levi says Boshe Shem Asylum and Ayin is mutter. So you look in the Rambam. Here's the Rambam. Yeah, page 30.
Says the Rambam. Perches halacha is based, page 30. Chen basar nimtza biyad akum, v'ini yudei mimi lokach. Chen hayu mocher basar yisrael mutter zeu din Torah. For asu chacham kol basar nimtza, bein bishuk, bein biyad akum, achol pisha, So Rambam says, "Basar Shinesalim and Ayin is also," because we're afraid that it got switched. Unless it's a simon, or sheyolo bo tvias ayin, who makir vade shuze, or sheyotzorim chosim. Unless he has a tvias ayin, you could say there's a simon. Unless there's a simon, where you can tell that this is the meat, or it was sealed or something like that. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Basar HaNimtza Mushluch B'Shuk in the Bechaber Acher Halach Acher Rov the Chol the Parsh Merum Parsh. But he said in Torah, where Asur Chachamim Chol Basar HaNimtza Bei B'Shuk Bein B'Yad Ovavim Achol B'Shuk Kol HaMokrim Kol HaShotkim Yisrael. Whereas it's a Din the Rabbanon that any meat that's in the goy's possession or is on the street is also. Unless he's a simon, it's the sign. So he quotes the Rambam. So he says, Basar Shinesalim and Ayin is also, but if this Tfiyas Ayin,
there's a siman to the assayin, so that it's, or it's sealed, it's okay. For the Ramah, but then the Mechaber continues, V'yesh Matirin, the last, the end of the Mechaber Beis, V'yesh Matirin, Boshet Shalom and Ayin, Imotobu Mokum Sheinichu. Whereas the opinion that says also you then it's only going to be mutter if you have tefiyas ayin or a simen or it's sealed. The opinion that says Boshet Shalom Shalom Ayin is mutter is if you found it, all you need is the, you find it in the place where you left it. So even though you don't have a tefiyas ayin, but you see it where you left it. Even though you don't know what the meat looked like exactly. So the Ramah's Mako only in a place where it's all Jews. If it's not all Jews, then not. Rubo Kapula, the Shach says. So then it would be Mutter. But certainly, even according to the Osrim, if you see it, you know, people ask this question all the time. That they have a sandwich in a bag, and they put it in the fridge with other co-workers. But they could see it's tape, or they could see, they could tell what the sandwich looked like. So
they very hard on tape. So you couldn't use the remote would be made on the case of the office because there's a row of people or
right.
Co-workers.
Right, could be going.
But if your house has like the maids, that's the row of people.
Or so, maybe.
That we can make those ones. No,
that
is
in there, right? Is that
in there, Rabban?
Even the Rama would say that? I don't know.
Well, Bosnish and Salam and I, it says, for Osru Chacham.
Yeah, but the first piece is, says, how you work where Abbas or Yisrael Mutter is in Torah. But what if they weren't all Yisrael?
In Shach says Rubo Kapula.
So even according to the
Rambam, the Rambam says if a guy has it or something like that, you have to, there's a siman, then it's okay. Or you sneaker or whatever. And the Ramah says that Mutter, even if you see it, it's in the right place. But that's only if it's Rov Yisrael, the Shach says. But this comes up a lot of, you know, deliveries and co-workers and things like that. So that's Tzviyasai. So that comes up, Agav, this Halach of Kavua, there's Nimtza. So then, okay. So Bez Hashem tomorrow was Shia 15, Bez Hashem, and then one after that. Okay, so.